Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, discussing the variety of brachos. If something has mizonos in it, etc., that was yesterday. Today we're going to move on to vegetables. What if it's vegetable soup? What's the bracha on that? Okay. So first, a little health update. Amar Rav Chista says the Halakha Rav Chista Tavshil Shel Tardin. Cooked beets. Did you know that they're yafil lelev? They're good for your heart. V'tov le'inayim. They're good for your eyes. V'kol shekein levnei meyim. And how much more so? It's good for your stomach. Guys, when you go home, try it. Amar Abaye. But you should know that's only who the yasiv abei tafi. That's only if the dish is on a place where the oven is open, so to speak. V'avid tuch tuch. It's on the opening of the stove. And you hear the heat going, you know, tuch, tuch. That's an onomatopoeia. It boils so hot that it makes the sound, tuch, tuch. You know what I'm saying? So that's called, in halacha, that's called in Hebrew, an onomatopoeia. Like the word boom. Right? Tuch, tuch. Okay. That's the health cause of the day. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Maya de Silka, Maya de Silka, which is the kisilka. If you have, beets, right? The water that comes from the beets, right? The cooked beets, which has this water that comes out of it, or the water that you cook with it, or beet soup, or maya delifta kilifta, the water of turnips. When you cook a turnip with, when you cook water with turnips, like turnip soup, and maya de kulushake kikulushake, and the water of any cooked vegetable is like the cooked vegetable. Now, you are all wondering, but wait. Didn't we learn a number of days ago that the Maya de Silka is we make a bracha what? We make a shahakol. And here we say we make a bracha peripri adama. What's the difference in Maya de Silka, the water of the silka, and this, which is the soup, so to speak, which is the water cooked with the turnip? So let's look at the tosis. We already learned tosis inside, but here we have to learn the tosis inside. It's the third to last tosis, very short. But it's a tosis that needs to be investigated. Maya de silka kesilka, mevarchen al bar pri adama. Afal pish ein ba ela mayim. Even though there's only water, vitam hayirakos mevarchen alein kashe yivarchen al yirakos. If it has the taste of the vegetables, you make the bracha that which you make on the vegetables. Afal gav darmin le'el. Even though we said earlier, demei peris, the fruits of the juice, zeh ba'alm is merely the sweat or the residue. And you make a shahakol, yesh lechalik. One can make a distinction. But you know what the problem with the Tosis is? There's one problem with the Tosis. He tells you there's a distinction between the soup of these items and the juice of these items. But it's what the difference is. So there are many, many mefarshim that discuss this Tosis and say, what is this yesh lechalik? What is the distinction? The major one, I believe, is the opinion of the Rush. And the opinion of the Rush is that the flavor of the soup is much more infused somehow with that of the vegetable than the case of the juice, which is the fruit. And therefore, since there's more flavor here, that's what gets that brachia. But I, the Mefarshim, if you want to have a good time, all the Mefarshim hack out this Tosis. But you should just know, when Tosis says Yesh L'chalik, you have to ask yourself, why is there a difference? Anyway, back to the Gemara, Bayur of Papa. Rav Papa asks the following, Shaila, Maya de Shifsa, water in which dill is cooked, right? Right, sometimes you have that, you know, all your mothers put dill in the soup. My, what's the halacha? Is the Gemara, is it L'matuke, Taima of the, is it done to sweeten the dish? And then you make a bracha of Bari Pri Adama. Or you're just doing it to remove the awful smell, and therefore it's not really there for the taste, and therefore you'd ignore it because it's not there for the flavor. You wouldn't make a adama, you would make a shahakol. Says the Gemara Toshma, come in here. We learned in the Gemara Hasheves. Sheves is another word for dill. So if you're giving Sheves to the Kayan as Truma, Mishnasna Tam Bikadera, let's say the Sheves of Truma was put into the dish. Ein ba Mishum Truma. There's no iser truma. If the rest of the stuff is regular, not truma, the dish is not considered truma. Okay? It's nothing to be worried about. Ve'ena mitame tumas ochle, but doesn't cause, if it was tame, it doesn't cause the entire soup to become tame. So what do we see from here? Even though right? The key line here is not the halacha that's learned, but mishenosna tam bekederu. When it puts the tam. So what do we see the purpose of the dill is? To put the tam in. Shema mino lemasuke time of delay. Shema mino. We see from here that the reason is to put taste in. Says the Gemara. Caster, come on, let's go. You okay? You tired? Come on, Hashem loves you. Let's go. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, pas tsinuma, dried bread. That's beka'ara. I'm guessing one could say, again, I don't know this. I would say more like croutons. Like, you know, there are two kinds of croutons. There are croutons that are made to be croutons, and there are croutons that are, you take old bread and you break it. Right? There are two kinds. So this is the second kind. It's a big machlik is what to make on croutons, you should know. So here we say, because it was pas tsinuma, it was dried bread that got broken up. Bekar mevarchet aleha hamotzi. One makes a bracha of hamotzi because it was bread that got broken up, right? Upligi de Reb Chiya. They argue on the opinion of Reb Chiya. What does Reb Chiya say? Reb Chiya tzarich shetekale bracha im hapas, because Reb Chiya says the following: that one must make the bracha of hamotzi while you break the bread, right at the very. You know, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and then break it. Here, the bread is broken prior to the bracha. So this argues on the opinion of Reb Chiya. Okay? Now, we know that, we'll see shortly about more about this. But on Shabbos, this is a little bit of exception. We'll see in the Gemara shortly. Maskiv lo Rava Maishna Tsunuma. What's the distinction by Tsunuma? That's broken bread, this old bread, that's dry. Dilo, that we don't make a bracha motzi on it, mishum dekikalya bracha aprusa kakalya. Because when the bracha is concluded is when you're supposed to break the bread. Ala pas nami, on bread also when it's full, kika gamra, when you conclude the bracha aprusa gamra, you break it, eventually the bracha is really on a broken piece of bread. Right? Because when is it broken? Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So it's being broken. At this stage we don't say that. At this stage we're saying it's broken before the conclusion of the bracha. So he's saying, what's the distinction?
If you break it after the conclusion, then it's not.
Whoa, you're a step ahead. You know the next page. So slow down, cowboy. Slow down. Because that's the answer. Says the Gemara, Elam Arava, Mivarech. The Acher Kach Potsay. That's what you're trying to say, Oshazela, correct?
I was trying to ask about doing it that way.
Which way?
Yeah, the second way now.
Why?
Because then it's not directly over last year.
So the Mefarshim ask on this. Oshazela is now asking it a separate question. That if you're breaking the bread between the bracha and eating it, that is a hefsik between the bracha and eating it. Okay, one could suggest that the reason why we do that, that the breaking of the bread is part of the eating of the bread. You can't eat the bread until you break it. Therefore, it's not necessarily considered a hefsek. Anyway, but the Gemara concludes that Rava says that the policy is you mevarich motzi, then you break the bread immediately, and then you eat from the bread. Nehardei avdei kidder Reb Chiya. Nehardei, they do like Reb Chiya, that they say they break the bread not after the bracha, but with the conclusion of the bracha. The Rabbanan of the Kirava, Rabbanan do like Rava, that you make the bracha motzi after you, that you say the bracha motzi and then you break the bread. Ravina Amri Le'aim, says Ravina, my mother told me, Avucha Avi, my father did kid Reb Chiya, like Reb Chiya, Jam Reb Chiya Tzarech, Shetekale Bracha. First you conclude the bracha in my pas. That you conclude the bracha with the breaking of the bread. Rabbanan avdi kirava. And Rabbanan do like Rava, that they argue and they do the breaking after the bracha. The hilchasa and the halacha is kirava, dama bevarech. First include the bracha, v'achar kach botzeya. Okay? Now, nevertheless, Mefarshim tell us that what you're supposed to do is make a little cut in the challah before you make the motzi, so it's ready. So this way you kind of like dance on two things. The only exception to that rule is on the Halig of Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, what do you need to make a bracha? You need shleim. You need, come on boys, you know this, last week's parsha, what? Lecha Mishnah. Once you break it, you don't have the Lecha Mishnah. But the yisod is, you get everything ready, you make a little, you know, cut. Normally, when you make it, you make a little incision, so to speak, then you say the bracha, and then you break the bread. Okay, more on this. Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about more about somebody who's brought bread from two pieces of bread. Which one do you make hamotzi on? Itmar, hevilif name psisin. You bring in front of a person bread that is not full ushleimen and full bread. So what do you do? Competing values. Some Rav Huna mevarech al psisin upoter es ushleimen. Rav Huna is very interesting. He says first you make a bracha on the broken one, and that is going to exempt the complete ones, because according to him, the maila of a complete bread is not considered a maila vis-a-vis the bracha. Therefore, you make a bracha whichever one you wish. And if the one that is not shalem is the one that you want more, you should make a bracha on that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, it doesn't matter which one you like better. Pas shlema, the full bread, mitzvah min amuvchar, is more of an ideal mitzvah, and therefore you should make a bracha on that. Because the shlemus hapas, the complete bread, is a maila vis-a-vis the bracha. Okay. Aval. Now the Gemara is going to tell us one kinach, but let's say there are different types of bread. Let's say, again, more competing values. One's of wheat and one's of barley. Which bracha do you make first? Aval prusa shalchitin shlema min... Aval prusa shalchitin shlema min esorin. So now you have broken wheat and whole barley. Competing values. Do you go after the whole or do you go after the wheat? Says the Gemara, Asher Zelig is taking a bet on the wheat. Anybody else want to take a bet? Nobody? There's a chance. You know what you can win? What? What are you going to say? Okay. So Divrei HaKol, according to everybody, Mivarech Al Prus Shalchitin, according to everybody, is make on the broken bread of wheat. Upoter Eshlei Mishal Seorin, and that's going to exempt you on the barley bread. Rav Yehuda bar Abba says, this machlokes is machlokes kitanoi. It's machlokes amongst the tanoim. Okay? Because we're going to see vis-a-vis truma, that when you separate truma, what do you give to the kohen? So we're going to make the following sushtel. That which you give to the kohen is that which you make the bracha on first. Right? Because you're supposed to make the bracha on that which is most chashuv, and you're supposed to give to the kohen that which is most chashuv. Well, so we'll see. So Tormin, you separate from the truma to give to the kohen betzel katan shalem, a small onion that is whole, avalo chatzi betzel agadol, but not half of a large onion. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda omer lo, ki ele chatzi betzel gadol. But Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, you give the onion that is half from the nicer onion. So it sounds like the sushtel would be, what? What's more chashuv? Is the more chashuv thing the nicer onion or the complete onion? So the Gemara says that my la bekamiflagi demar Rabbi Yehuda holds that you take from the half an onion sever chashuv adif. The chashuv is better, meaning the nicer one, even though it's only half, that's better. Umar and the Tanakamu holds that you give truma from the smaller onion. He holds sever shalim adif. He holds full is better. So therefore, switch it over to bracha. Switch it to make the bracha on the pas of wheat, which is half, because that's more chashuv, or the whole barley, because that's whole. So they want to say the sushtel by kohen would be the same thing by bracha. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Says the Gemara, no, because hechadik kohen, if there's a kohen around, you should give him the nicer one. They argue when there's no kohen around. Why do they argue when there's no kohen around? Because what do they have to ensure when there's no kohen around? No, what do you have to ensure? That what? That you give what? Not the best, but the one that's going to be able to. You want to make sure that it's able to sustain itself, that when the kohen does arrive, he's able to get it. So when there's no kohen, but if there, right, keep pleading the lake, but if there is a kohen, you don't have to worry if you give him the most chashuv. So let's see. This non, we learned in the Mishnah Truma, it's called Makam Sheish Kohen, any place is a kohen, Tore Min Ayof. There for sure you separate from the nicer one. The Chol Makam Sheein Kohen, but if there's no kohen, Tore Min Amiskayim. Then you separate truma from that which will last. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Torim Elamin Ayofe. You're automatically separated from the nicer one. So now, What's our case by bracha? What's our case? What would our case be similar to? If the Kohen's not around or if the Kohen is around? The Kohen's around, because what happens immediately after you make the bracha? You eat it. So therefore, our case, everybody seemingly would hold that you give from the most chashuv. Okay? So that's what. Not in the case where, so it's not equivalent to the case of truma. Okay, the Gemara now brings the machlek between Rav Yehuna and Rav Yochanan vis-a-vis pas shlema. Amr Chachma Yitzchak, the Yorei Shemayim, somebody who's Yorei Shemayim, when you bring in front of him a piece of bread and a whole bread, Yotze Yidei Shnehen, he should fulfill his obligation with both. Wow. Right? You take both in your hand, you make a bracha. Umanu, and who is this Yorei Shemayim? Mar Brei Duravina, that's Mar Brei Duravina. De Mar Brei Duravina, Maniach Prusa B'Soch Shleima, used to put the broken bread with the whole bread. He used to put the broken bread with the whole bread, ubotsei, and he'd break it from both of them, okay, or from the shleima, whichever one, in order to fulfill all of the requirements. The Gemara says, and by the way, this should start sounding familiar, like a custom that we have. Think of a time, because the Gemara is going to come up momentarily, think of a time when we make a bracha on broken bread and whole bread at the same time. That's correct. Tani, tani kamed Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, meniach prusa b'soch ha-shleima, you take the broken bread within the whole bread, and both seya, you break it, umivarech, and you make a bracha. Amalei, the answer is Nachma Yitzchak. Mashmech, what's your name? Amalei Shalman. My name is Shalman. Amalei, Shalom Ata, peace to you, Ushleima Mishnatach, and your Mishnah is complete, is full. Shesamta Shalom ben Atalmidim, you placed Shalom between the Talmidim. Amra Papa, here comes our famous case. Amar Papa Hakol Moldim, even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when you have broken pieces and full pieces, you make a bracha on the full, and that's going to exempt you on the broken. That when it comes to Pesach, Meniach Prusa, you take the broken bread, Bishlema, in the full bread, and Botseya. Mai Taima, what's the reason on Pesach we do it like that? Says the Gemara, Lechem Oni Ksiv, because it says Lechem Oni, and therefore there's a shtickle idea to have the broken bread. There is a large machlokas rishonim here as to whether or not you need to have two pieces of bread plus the broken one, or merely one piece of bread plus the broken one. That is a large machlokas. The rishonim argue. Rashi, Tosfos, Rush, they hold, you hold two fulls and the broken, while Rav Haigon, the Rambam, etc., they hold you only have to have one plus the broken bread. We, of course, have the minhag to do a little bit of both, right? You tell the two with the broken, then when you make the motzah, then you make the achilas matzah, you drop the one on the bottom, and then when you break bread, you're supposed to have it from the top and the middle one. Everybody have an amazing day. Don't forget, tomorrow, special guest shiur. Everyone should be here on time.